there is in life many struggles, many battles that we face. Maybe you're facing a battle this morning. Maybe you are facing some stuff that's coming against you. Do you know, these are things that bring fear. These are things that bring doubt, bring insecurity to our lives. But these are also the things, I believe, that can make us, and as at that point of decision, that we can either shrink back or press into God to trust in Him, to get into His Word. And I want to encourage you today to get into the Word of God as we read and speak about this message today. But are you filled today with fear, or are you filled today with faith? Do you know, I believe that even if you are filled with fear, that God, through His Holy Spirit, can come and just pour His love into your heart and displace that fear with faith, that He can indeed just come and just bring that assurance that He is with you. Know today that God is with you today. The theme today is the power of God. The power of God. We're going to be looking at a passage about Elisha and how he saw that the battle that was coming to him was the Lord's battle and not his to fight. Two people we will see in this story today, one with eyes of faith and one with eyes of fear. One looking with spiritual eyes and one looking with natural eyes. And again, the challenge, the encouragement today is about where and how are we looking? What are we looking through? Those lenses, what are we looking through? Is it eyes of faith or eyes of fear? Do you know, when we look through eyes of faith, the things that make us fearful and anxious, I believe, will diminish. We will see them through a different lens. Do you know, sometimes, and a lot of times, when we are coming before God, our problems, our situations don't disappear, but our perspective on how big our problems are diminish. Because when we see our struggles, when we see the things that come in against us in the light of God's greatness, then our problems will diminish. So, the battle belongs to the Lord. What battle are you facing at this time? What battle are you facing at this time? Could be a health battle. Could be a financial battle. It could be a relational battle. You know, it could be a job battle. Could be what battle are you facing today? Let's read 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm going to read from verses 8 to 23. So 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 23. It says here, when the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, "We will mobilize our forces at such and such a place." But immediately, Elisha, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, "Do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there." So the king of Israel would send word to that place, indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he would be on the alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and demanded, "Which of you is a traitor?" And demanded, "Which of you has been informing the king of Israel of my plans?" "It is not us, my lord the king," one of the officers replied. "Elisha, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words that you speak in the privacy of your bedroom. Go and find out where he is, the king commanded, so I can send troops to seize him. And the report came back that Elisha is at Dothan. So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. And when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, there were horses and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, he said, the servant. That was putting it politely. What will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. As the Aramean army advanced towards him, Elisha prayed, O Lord, please make them blind, so that the Lord struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. Then Elisha went out and told them, you have come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me and I will take you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to the city of Samaria. As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elisha prayed, O Lord, now open their eyes and let them see. So the Lord opened their eyes, and they discovered that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elisha, My father, should I kill them? Should I kill them? Of course not, Elisha replied. Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home to their master. So the king made a great feast for them and then sent them home to their master. And after that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel. Wow. And we will see later on just what a great truth is packed in those few verses there at the end. So here in 2 Kings chapter 6, we have the account of Elisha. Elisha is a wanted man. Elisha was the reason that Syria could not defeat Israel, because every time the king of Syria made his plans, Elisha knew the plans and he would tell the king of Israel. The king of Israel then sent his army after Elisha. He wanted to shut him up. He wanted to shut him up. But Elisha over here now is not in hiding. He is going about his daily business. What does that say about him? Do you know what I mean? He is just trusting, so sure of his relationship with God. What the king of Syria failed to realize was that the Lord was on Israel's side. The Lord was with Elisha, and the Lord would fight the battles for Israel. The Lord God Almighty, the Lord All-Powerful, the God of fire that would fight for Elisha is the same God that is on our side, the same God who is with us. That is the truth today. That is the encouragement for you today. This same God who fought the battles for Israel is on your side. He is with you. He is for you. Someone needs to hear that today. Someone, come on, tell yourself, I needed to hear that today. I needed to hear that today. The Lord is on my side. So as the story goes, the army from Syria surround the hill, surround the place where Elisha is staying during the night. And here we have the servant getting up in the morning, maybe going for water, and suddenly looking up and seeing a huge army surrounding him. And he is in a panic. He is in a panic. He was fearful. There was no way out. There was no escape. What are we going to do? What am I going to do? Was his cry, and his cry to Elisha. Elisha saw the army, but there didn't seem to be any panic with Elisha. He seemed steadfast. Why? Because he knew who was on his side. The Lord was on his side. Elisha was looking through the lens with spiritual eyes. The servant was looking through the lens of physical, natural eyes. And we see here just that comparison of how we are looking. What lens are we looking through? The lens of faith or the lens of fear? And my question to you today is, how are you seeing things? What lens are you looking through today in your situation, in your circumstances? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you know, if we are going to discover more of how powerful our God is, we have to get into his word. We have to discover more about our God. And as we discover more about our God, we will discover more about our own lives. Elisha had seen God work before, and he was sure that he would see God work again. Do you know, he saw Elijah taken up in a chariot of fire. Do you know, he saw the waters open when he hit the waters with Elijah's cloak. He saw there in chapter 1, fire come down from heaven and consume troops of 50 men each. Twice it happened when fire came down from heaven. He saw, and he had a testimony of God's deliverance, and he knew his God would come through again. Do you know, I need you, I want you to think back of the times when God has brought you through some stuff. God has brought you through some hard things. And know today that that is the same God, the God that brought you thus far, will take you even further when we trust in him. Maybe today, you feel that you are surrounded by trouble, that the enemy has you surrounded. Does the odds seem against you? Are the odds, is the feeling of this, the trials and the trouble just beginning to overwhelm you? Do you feel that you are sinking? The word I believe for you today is from verse 16, the same words that Elisha spoke to his servant. Chapter 6, verse 16 says, "Do not be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs." The NIV says, "Do not fear, for those who are with you, who are with us, are more than those who are with them." Fear not. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. Again, just some people need to hear that. You are filled with fear, and God is saying to you today, do not fear, for I am with you. I have you in the palm of my hand. I have you. I have your back. I have you surrounding, not the enemy. That God surrounds us with his peace, with his love, with his protection. There are more on our side than there is on the enemy's side. And there is more to protect us than there is to harm us. Again, this is not a message saying that God takes away all our problems, all our stuff, but that he is with us through the things that bring fear, through the things that bring anxiety. He is with us, and he is wanting us today to trust in him, that he is the one who fights the battle. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. He will fight for us, and he can work things out for our good. All things work together for good to those that love the Lord. All things work together for our good. You know, not for our happiness, but for our good. Sometimes what we read there, what God does for us, is sometimes not what we want. We want to be happy, don't we? We want to be living life without trouble. But you know, trouble comes. But God works things out for our good. Do I hear an amen? How are you seeing today? With eyes of faith or through eyes of fear and anxiousness? You know, there's a verse that says, some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. You know, this army of Syria, the king of Syria was trusting in his army, was trusting in his horses and chariots, but Elisha was trusting in the name of the Lord. And today I want to encourage you, you know, trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and those who run to it will be safe. Look through the correct lens. Get into God's word, which brings us the right perspective for our lives. Those of us, those who can see with the right perspective, those who are walking in faith, who are trusting God, then let us be thinking of people around us who just need our help. Do you know, as Elisha just brought encouragement, just brought that word to his servant, there may be people around us, maybe people sitting beside us in church that just need to know that encouragement, just need to know those words. Don't fear, for God is with you. Don't fear, for God will fight you the battle. God will fight the battle. The clearer we see who God is, the clearer we understand who God is. And you know, we will never fully understand God, but we get a clearer picture of who he is, the better I believe we can trust in him. The more we grow in God, the more we can be confident in our God. Focus on the greatness of God, not the greatness of the battle. You know, as you look through the Psalms, you know, you will discover just the heart of the writers of these Psalms. You know, Psalm 139, 24 verses, I think, is in there. The last seven verses is where David begins to talk about the enemy and the darkness and just what he is going through. The last seven verses, the first 14 verses, David is declaring who God is. David is declaring just his position in God. David is declaring that God has him, that God is for him, that God is with him, that God has formed him. And you know, we need to begin just to change the way we pray. Just being in that place where we focus first on who God is, the greatness of God. And let me tell you, as we focus on the greatness of God, then the greatness of our stuff, I believe, will begin to diminish. Focus on the greatness of God. And you know, if there's anything that you can hear today, hear this one thing, and I read it to you, verse 16. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. For there are more on your side than there is on the enemy's side. There are more for you. God is with you. God is for you. Know that today. That is my encouragement. That is my words to you today. That God is with you. If we want to discover more about God, if we want to discover the power of God, and if we want to discover just our identity, as we want to discover who we are in God, as we want to discover the power that we have in Christ, then the Word of God is where we need to be feeding on. Not feeding on Facebook, not feeding on the news, but feeding ourselves on the Word of God. Coming before God in prayer, coming before God in worship, and see Him just begin to change your perspective on things. And one last message, one last lesson before I close this message, and it may be a message for another time. But you know, what did Elisha do? Elisha led the army, the enemy army, into Samaria. And then he prayed that God would open their eyes, and they found themselves in Samaria, where Israel was, in enemy territory. And as the king of Israel wanted to kill them, Elisha said, no, we are not doing that. We are going to feed them. We are going to give them water, and we are going to send them home back to their land. Do you know, again, just a great truth in that is that Elisha operated on a different spirit, the opposite spirit from the world spirit. Elisha blessed them and sent them home. And you know, that is a challenge for us today. Even when people come against us, we want to harm them. We want God to get them. But you know, I believe there is a truth and a blessing happens in our life when we operate in the opposite spirit. When we operate, when we bless and not curse. When we love and not hate. When we give and not hold back. When we are selfless and not selfish. When we show mercy and not be merciless. When we show compassion. When we show compassion to even those that have not shown compassion to us. Operating in a different spirit. Is that not the Christian life? Is that not what Jesus was telling us to do? To operate in a different spirit. Not of the world, but of the kingdom of God. So we have more on our side. We have God's power. He is the one who fights our battles. And He is the one that wants us to live our Christian lives in the opposite spirit of the world spirit. Let's pray. Father, today we thank you for your word. We thank you for your mercy. Father, from this message today, Lord, I ask that you would, Lord, just challenge us, that you would speak to us, that you would change us. Father, we just ask today that you would change our perspective, that you would open our eyes as Elisha prayed for his servant, open his eyes. Lord, today I am asking that you would open eyes today, that we would see through the different lens today. Lord, through the lens of faith, not the lens of fear. Father, that we would see that there is more on our side than there is on the enemy's. Lord, that we would see today that you are for us, not against us, that you are with us, that you are the one that fights the battle, and that we can come before you. We can come before the throne of heaven, the throne of grace in our time of need, and see all things work together for good, Lord, for those that love you. Lord, today, for those who have listened to this message in their home this morning, I ask that you would fill that home with your presence and your power. Lord, would you open eyes today, I ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, bless you. And thank you for being with us online this morning. I pray that you would be blessed this week. And always remember that you are blessed to be a blessing. God bless.